welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
On this huge, big, amazing show today, we are going to be doing our September predictions, our Ascension Energy updates. Hey, are we all going to blow up September 23rd? We're going to let you know. And remember, you can go ahead and give us a call, jump into the queue. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get a busy signal, it just means all of our lines are already full, but hold on to that number because the minute we start saying hi and goodbye to people, that would be your time to jump right in.
And speaking of jumping right in, September is here.
Oh my gosh. And hey, how was your August adventure, right? You know?
August had a lot of energies, a lot of turmoil, a lot of opportunity, and we're still here.
And we are still here. And, you know, we really want to just, of course, send our heart and our love out to all of the beautiful people that have been navigating Mother Gaia, really talking. And of course, we're talking about not only Hurricane Harvey. There have been also been some other very serious natural disasters around the world. And we just want to say we love you all and that humanity is coming together. This is a powerful moment. And that August adventure that we talked about in early August really manifested. And here we are in September. And if you have not yet connected with our video for September, simply go to Official Sri and Kira over at YouTube and watch the video. A lot in there. Plus, we've offered 5 steps to navigate not only this month, but through the rest of the entire Ascension Portal through 2022. And we're going to be expanding that every week this month. So you really want to tune in every week this month in September.
But here we are, September, and good news, folks. Mercury is restoring, coming right up on the fifth of this month. And what that means is the outer flow will get a little easier, that the outer flow will begin to come into a greater alignment as we come into that full moon on the 6th of September. However, there's still a shadow side to all of this. There's the retrograde energy is an interesting respiration. It has its shadow and it has its opportunity. And that shadow side of the Mercury retrograde will kind of be hanging out there for another couple weeks, actually until the 19th of September. And that hanging out there means you've got to still be clear. What is your choice? Where are you going? And if you move into doubt, the shadow will rear its head.
Well, you know, it really will, Sri. And this is something to really pay attention to, guys, because remember, with all Mercury retrogrades, you have the pre-phase, you have the phase where it goes retrograde, and then you have this kind of post-shadow phase. And this time, what's so fascinating is that as Mercury goes direct, as Sri mentioned, it's going to go direct in just, if you're catching this live, 2 days. So on the 5th, we are direct. We are free from the retrograde on this powerful full moon. And as that full moon comes in, so does the shadow of Mercury for another few weeks, as Sri mentioned, 2 weeks exactly for the 5th through the 19th. So let's talk about this energy because there's so much to talk about this month, but yet we want to go back for a minute and discuss the overarching energy of September. Now, if you remember, we posted a few of our cute little hand-drawn drawings, you know, we posted those and showed you that when we came out of that energy of the 4x4, remember we transited back out of that into August, the energy looks like a big arrow, right? And it was really big in August and it starts getting very, you know how an arrow, you have the top part of the arrow and then it comes to a point, right? Well, that point is December 31, 2017. And so we are at a moment right now where that August adventure is starting to hone. It's starting to become very, 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 very focused. And so you want to look at everything that has happened over August. However, you also need to really pay attention to every single month that has happened year to date. And I think before we go any further, we want to just remind you of those energies. Now, we're just going to recap them. We talk a little bit more about this in our video. And again, if you did not connect with any of these energies, or if you need a refresher on some of them and go, oh yeah, maybe I need to double check that, go to YouTube, go back and watch that month's predictions.
One of the reasons we're inviting you to do this is so that you can gain in your own discernment and appreciation, because we all lived through it. You know, we've lived through and experienced January, February, March, etc. And we've gathered the propulsion that comes from those months. However, when we reflect, we learn. When we reflect, we discern. And that's how we honor the journey so that we can avoid repetition in the future. So let's go back for a moment and just kind of feel into this. January 2017, the energy description was free your mind. Wow. Free your mind.
You know, and what does that really mean? Because remember, not only was that the introduction to this year, and my goodness, think about this whole year, guys. Has this not been a year that has invited you to free your mind? Because if you try to hold on to the mind of density, that which was, you are most likely feeling chaotic, depressed, upset. And so the overarching energy of this entire year was to free your mind. And it began with the January experience.
And then as we moved into February, we were called to focus. Focus means clarity. Focus means knowing what is so. And focus means I am committed to it.
It also gives you the gift of staying in the now, right? If you are focused on your dream, your vision, your energy, then quite frankly, you cannot be interfered with. And this was why in February, it was a wonderful practice session. You know, one of the things in February that we had encouraged you to do was just not think about the rest of the year. Stay right there. Stay focused.
And as we moved into March, the summation of that energy was about neutrality. Neutrality, being willing to offer a kind of a detached balance, to not get hung up on an agenda.
Yeah, and to understand the value and the blessing of neutrality, and that all energy is neutral. Remember that you are the powerful co-creator. You are the one that has the opportunity to navigate and literally conduct the energy like an orchestra leader. And so it was about understanding the blessing and the power that neutrality can bring into your life.
Now, those first 3 months of the year really helped cultivate us for the 4x4, which began in April, which is about engage and reset.
Now, this is really important to pay attention to, because the month of April in and of itself was about engaging, right? Taking all those energies, freeing your mind and focus and neutrality, and then going in to engage. And to invite the reset, because this was a very powerful moment. Remember, this was the 4x4. It opened up in the fourth month, April, and lasted through.
And so as we moved into the 4x4 in May, we're kind of coming into the center of the storm, where the energy is about oneness. And the energy of oneness is truly a relaxation of agendas, is it not?
Well, yeah. And as you mentioned, it was the center of the storm. You know, April, we transited the storm to get into that quiet center. But May and June, stayed in that center.
And in June, then we take that oneness, that ability to be in the center, and we had the apex moment. Now, the apex means truly that gathering of energy that is yours to gather. And it foundationalized from the center of the cyclone.
Yeah.
Foundationalized in the oneness energy. Now that popped us into July, which was a journey.
In every way.
So in July is that other, call it tissue or boundary layer of the 4x4. It was a journey and it was a culmination of that 4x4 energy. And for many people, July began to set them on a course of experience that was a little different.
Yeah. And when you look at, just stopping for a moment, when you look at the whole 4x4 experience, guys, remember that was kind of your little mini experience of how to navigate storms, right? You're not afraid. You head on in, you get into the quiet center where you discover the oneness, where you're able to achieve an apex and get that aha, and then come safely into the energy where you continue the journey. And so this was a very, very powerful time in 2017, which brought us to last month. And that was
the August adventure.
In every single way.
And we chuckle because a good adventure has moments of fear or uncertainty and moments of sheer excitement. And remember that excitement and fear can often feel the same way in the body. It's just a matter of how you look at things.
Yeah, and oftentimes we don't even know we've been on an adventure till we're on the other side of it.
Absolutely.
And here we are. We're on the other side, guys. And this is what has brought us into, and remember that during August, we were navigating that retrograde really the whole month.
And it was an unusual retrograde.
Very much so.
A whole different quality than other times. And I think in part because of all of this preparation and lifting that we've gone through for the 7 months prior.
Yeah.
And so as we move through August, through that retrograde, noticing the flows, noticing our clarity, we come to September. And in September, the magic word here for the energy of September is restoration.
Now, I want you to take a breath. Okay, restoration, because there are, you know, the challenge with words, as the ascended masters and other beloved beings often say, is that they are subject to interpretation. They are so limiting. And this is equally true about the word restoration. The word restoration has many, many, many aspects and definitions to it. And there are also some religious faiths that have actually added some belief systems to the word restoration. And so we are very clear that this was the energy of the month, but we were also given very clear guidance to make sure that we were very clear to explain that it will be restoration in all of its aspects. This is not a singular focus on this word. And so one of the things in our video that we encourage you to do, and we really do, is Google the word restoration. And when the definition comes up, it'll say like show more. Click the show more and look at all of it. And the reason we invite you to do this is because if you really take a moment to understand the wide swath of energy that restoration contains, you will have a much greater understanding of this month of September. Remember, this is the kind of the second notch in that arrow that opened up in August, right? And that arrow is getting, you know, smaller, heading toward that focal point, December 31, when we birthed 2018. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But in this restoration energy, again, we have many peak moments this month. This is a very powerful month. And this is why we offered those 5 steps. And again, we can't stress enough. Please go to the video and watch it, Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, because this is a powerful moment to really harness and call in the benefit and the value of everything you've done. Now, kind of overlaying that this month, we have invited everyone in our community and you, our beloved, most amazing listeners, to gift yourself with reading or rereading from the Lost Books of the Essene, Message 1. Now, let me tell you exactly how to find that, because sometimes people go, Kira, I can't find it at your website. So here it is. Go to sriandkira.com. So write that down, sriandkira.com. When you get to sriandkira.com, on the homepage at the very top, you'll see a tab that says Art of Ascended Living. Put your mouse over that, and it's going to drop down some other tabs, and you will see Messages from the Masters. Click on that. Are you with me? So we're sriandkira.com. You arrive at the website. You see Art of Ascended Living. You're going to click on Messages from the Masters. When you arrive on that page, scroll down, and you will see all the titles of the many amazing series that are available, all free, all in downloadable PDF. and click on Lost Books of the Essene and message one, the very first one. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what they talked about for these times and why this month in particular, this particular message is so important.
You know, each of us is responsible for our own evolutionary process. Your soul knows the way. However, our personality needs to conform or get on board. Yeah. And so one of the things about our personality self is it likes to read, it likes to study, it likes to debate and question. It's important to recognize that that's all good. Having a dialogue is a good thing, but the bottom line comes down to your own heart and your own ability to trust your own intuition and discernment. Reading these sacred texts, reading these pure messages that have been brought forth from the crystalline realms and through the archangels and the ascended masters will stimulate you. It will awaken in you your truth filter, your absolute ability to discern.
In every way.
And one of the things I just love about this particular teaching, the Lost Books of the Essene, is that it opens by sharing that we are birthing an Essene heart.
Now feel that. Feel that.
To birth an Essene heart is the capacity to be in love with your life, to be in love with creation, and to understand your origin as a being.
Now, that's really powerful, especially in the month of restoration.
And so the Lost Books of the Essene will stimulate so much in each and every one of you. And I know that I have revisited these messages many times over the years. And every time I read them, I gain something more. I am nourished in a new way.
There's always that. Was that there last time?
Yeah.
You know, it's always like, oh, my gosh, did I skip that last time or did I not see that last time?
And so a little later in the show, we're going to share with you a little bit more from this lesson one. And talk about it. The key here is to understand that each and every one of us has the capacity to grow through our present worldview into a more expanded, harmonious way of being. We're not done yet.
No, we are just heating up, my angels. We really are. And you know, speaking about heating up, Sri, all of our lines are full. And I know there's people that are holding that number ready to call in. And guys, we just want to also offer our thanks and a deep bow of thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you that helped and offered donations for us to bring our beloved Henry right here to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. He is here. He is home. He is safe. It was a really challenging, extraordinary adventure for him to get here.
Yeah, they're certainly, because we were dealing with a quote-unquote system.
Yeah.
It was pretty much subject to the retrograde stuff. Everything
that could go wrong did.
Bureaucrats saying you didn't fill out the form correctly, to the moments of we need a different veterinary certificate, to how did you language it. It was just a very interesting dynamic when the goal was just to transport this beautiful animal home.
Yeah, and his poor baby wound up spending 24 hours in his kennel. He did not arrive here with us until 1 o'clock in the morning after having landed at 11:30 a.m. And the good news is that he's here, he's happy, he's healthy. And as a matter of fact, you'll see him in the video this month.
Yeah, he recovered beautifully. There's so much light and love radiating from this magnificent animal. And we hope one day you can look into his golden eyes and discover the healing energy that is there.
Yes, and we just want to again say thank you to you, our beloved community, and to all of you that sent donations. Please be sure to take advantage of our offer to gift you back a home study course equal to the value of your donation, and just send an email to support@selfascension.com. Let us know which one you want. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping to create that miracle. We are so grateful. And so talking about miracles, Sri, why don't we connect with some of our amazing, beautiful listeners?
Absolutely. And we want to remind you that we welcome your calls. And we're going to start at line one and say hello to Mike from Canada, a first-time caller.
Namaste, Mike. Welcome.
Namaste and hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I love you, too, and the light you bring. I listen to your show all the time, and I was just looking for a mini reading.
Oh, well, Mike, we love you too, sweetheart. Wow, am I so happy you got through. You have extraordinary presence. Wow. as I'm connecting with you, it's interesting. What I'm seeing are these beautiful five-pointed Metronian golden stars. They're like floating around your head, almost like a crown. And there's 12 of them. And the reason this is so important is because they're saying that this energy of the 12, which for you is very much about completion and mastery, is upon you and will culminate in the 12th month this year. And they're saying that as you move through the next few months, it is important for you to start connecting more dots and paying attention to the serendipitous events that are happening, and that the more you act on them, the faster this will all come together. There's a lot of movement in your life right now. And so it's like everything, it's funny, it's like I see you and you're standing on this like this beautiful platform, only it's a circle, and you're balanced on it, but it's moving. And it's up to you to say, okay, stop here. This is where I want to be. And so they're saying you have more power than you've given yourself credit for, and it's time to wield it from your heart and notice what will unfold. And I am so happy to connect with you, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you, Kira.
Thank you, my love. I hope it's as beautiful as you are. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, a delight indeed. And remember, beloved ones, as you're listening, we are sharing our intimacy with each other. We are sharing the truth of our soul's energy for the greater fabric of conscious expansion.
Woo! Love that, Sri.
So we're going to expand right into line two, and we'll say hello to John from Washington, D.C.
Oh, John, welcome.
Hi. I am so happy to be able to get through. I didn't know I'll be able to get through.
It's your day, my angel.
Oh, I need a mini soul reading to help me with the young man that I am the guardians for.
Oh, my love. Yeah. Feel my heart. Oh, feel my heart. John, I want to invite you, if it's safe to close your eyes right now, please do so and bring your hands to your heart. And there the universe is saying to you right now, you are a man of great compassion and a man of great, the word they're giving me is angst, like there's a combination of an anxiety and a concern. And they're saying that bring the compassion to the angst and claim your mastery presence. Remember that through your strength, you offer strength to others. Strength is most beautifully seen when you can stand in the presence of your truth and not let anything bring you away from that. And they're saying that this is a moment for you to accept the crown of your divine empowerment and to not compromise on that which would compromise the gift of truth. And that's how they want you to hear this, my love. And I pray that that resonates with your heart, and just feel my arms around you, holding you and loving you.
Thank you so much. And I'll see you soon. I'd like to be the first to sign up for the class in January.
I'm excited. I can hardly wait to welcome you here to Blue Mountain. Woohoo! We are so excited to see you then. And we are always with you, my love.
Okay, with great love. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many, many blessings. Oh, Sri, what a blessing, truly.
Well, indeed. And for those of you listening, we are opening Blue Mountain to a fabulous New Year's Eve celebration.
Yeah.
Followed by 4 days of training in a cosmic connection.
In a very ascended presence modality. And you know, one of the things, we don't want to say too much about 2018 yet, but remember that 2018 is going to be the year of anchoring and stability as the overarching energy. And in order to anchor, you're going to have to be able to lift into the seventh dimension and beyond. We're very, very quickly, and as a matter of fact, I think all of you are probably already feeling the rapid escalation. You know, one of the things we were just on our beloved friend Sandra and Alan's show, Twin Flame Divine Fire, and one of the things we mentioned then that I want to mention again here is that we're all sitting here right now in the beginning of September, and we are going to blink our eyes, and it's going to be New Year's Eve.
The rest
of this year, guys, is like a bullet train. I mean, it's just going to be a whirlwind of fast, fast, fast. And it's partially because the fifth dimension energy is rapidly, rapidly building. And by 2018, part of the ascension escalator is going to be the ability to be working in the seventh and ninth dimensions. And this is why during this month of restoration, Sri and I are announcing that we are restoring these ancient mystical processes to the planet.
You know, one thing to understand about the dimensional frequencies is that each dimension has its gift to consciousness.
Yeah.
And as we move out of the third dimension, the first stopping point is the fifth dimensional energy, which is a point of clarity. It's a point to get clear. Am I going to keep going, or am I going to go back into density?
Yeah.
Because many, many people touch the fifth dimensional energies and they don't quite have that that trust and confidence to keep going, and they go back.
Yeah.
The key is that the fifth dimension is a point of clarity, and it will allow you to move forward to the seventh and ninth, which is truly the destiny of the ascension process.
Well, you know, I giggle, Sri, because I remember, I forget how many years ago, and I'm not sure which one of the divine ensoulments is in, but I remember when Archangel Zadkiel so lovingly and laughingly said, think of the fifth dimension as an ascension waiting room.
That's it.
You know?
That's it. You know that you're leaving something behind, but you haven't quite got clarity where you're going.
You know you're there, and so many ways it makes so much sense because of what's happening on the planet right now. And of course, we have so much more to share about what's happening on the planet and the rest of these key dates for September. And why don't we say hi to another beautiful caller?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line three, and we'll say hello to Amanda from New Brunswick, Canada.
Namaste, beloved one.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you guys, first of all, for everything you do. You've been through my whole journey, and I get through quite often, so I'm quite excited. Exactly when I'm crazy and I don't know where to go. So my question is, I have an event that it's been pretty much put into my life, and I always go back and forth if I'm supposed to go, because financially it's a bit of a strain, and I'm a student going back to school in a week. So I'm just wondering if it's a good thing for me to go there, if I'm being guided, if my intuition is right, or if it's just me of like wishful thinking that something good is going to happen from that.
Well, you know, what a beautiful question, Amanda. And I love that you get through. I really do. And one of the reasons that you're getting through, it's so funny, is they're saying that you're getting through because there is a great clarity that it's birthing in you right now. And so when you apply that, everything clears for you. Here's what they're saying about this event, that there is nothing new for you at this event, that it's really your decision, that if your heart just wants to go and feel this energy again, wonderful. However, you've integrated everything you need from that event, so it's just really up to you. And they're saying that there's nothing wrong in going, it won't interfere with you, it won't interrupt, but at the same time, you're now being, and I think it's the reason you're asking, because you're at a moment of clarity where the deeper sense of you is coming forward and going, well, you know what? Maybe I'm ready for more. Maybe you're meant to go to a different event. And that's what they want you to hear, that the reason you're asking the question is because you really have integrated everything from that event, and it won't hurt you, but you don't have to go either.
Okay. So I guess for the rest of it, am I going to be okay financially, because I'm going back to school?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm like...
No. Don't worry about your finances. You're going to be totally fine. There's some other resources coming your way very, very, very quickly. And that you don't need to worry about at all. So just move forward with the flow, and you're going to be just fine, honey.
Trust your heart.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine.
Thank you so much. You guys have been a huge blessing in my life. I'm so glad I saw you on YouTube.
Oh, we love you too, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, thank you. You know, as we come to winding down the first half of the show here, I want to just say that each of us is often presented with choice points in our life. And those choice points bring up the need to relax, to look, to maybe do a little future pacing, project yourself down that avenue a little further and get your guidance.
Yeah.
Get clear on, yeah, is this for me?
Yeah. That's always a very powerful thing. And remember, we are in a powerful month of restoration and coming right up, if you're catching us live, in just 2 days, Mercury will restore itself in the direct position as we enter into a stunningly powerful full moon that will usher in the shadow period through the 19th. And we have so much more to share about that. We're going to talk specifically about the 23rd and try and give you a little more information about that and give you a rundown on the 5 steps of navigating this time. Plus, of course, speak with all of our amazing callers.
So we're going to take a little station break. So stick around. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring the September energies and preparing ourselves mentally and emotionally and spiritually to harvest the potential gifts of this time.
Wow, this restorative period. And you know, in the first half of the show, we talked about how we really encourage you to support you for this month. A couple of things. Number one, please watch our video at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Do the 5 steps we offered, which we're going to quickly run through today on the show, because if you use them, they're simple, they're easy, it will make a difference. And number three, connect with, for the first time or the third time or the 100th time, the first lesson from the Lost Books of the Essene, which can be found at SriAndKira.com. Go to Art of Ascended Living, see Messages from the Masters, and click on Lost Books of the Essene, Book 1. Now, we want to talk a little bit about what this message says before we go more into the dates, but remember, as a recap, here we are in September. It is restoration. And go Google restoration, because it's restoration in all of its aspects. We're on this 5th, on the 5th. Mercury's going direct in the energy of this powerful full moon on the 6th. And from that time until the 19th, we're in the shadow energy of Mercury, which is just about really paying attention and restoring everything that may come in front of you, recognizing this is an awesome opportunity to make it right.
Absolutely. You know, each of us grows in our discernment. We grow in our wisdom. We grow in our capacity to love and to enjoy the peace that is always there.
In every way, in every way.
And so as we go through this period of time now where we are approaching the full moon and we're having the shadow of Mercury kind of tickling at the edges.
Oh, yeah, it's a tickle.
I want to bring your attention to one of the teachings that's in this fabulous piece of Ascended Wisdom, the Lost Books of the Essene. And the teaching is so simple and powerful, and it's about fear. Oh, no, not fear.
Because let's face it, guys, fear is really trying to get a grip on everybody, and especially with the September 23rd chatter. And remember, we're going to talk a lot about that.
Well, fear comes part and parcel with having taken an individuated birth. You know, think about it for a moment. Just step back from the picture. You were in the ocean of oneness. You were in the bliss of divine nourishment. And then we pop into a body. We are born. We are, all of a sudden, it's cold and harsh, and we're separated from mom. And that is a metaphor for the separation that will then support the notion of something's not quite right.
You know,
isn't fear the anticipation of pain or lack or hurt or something not being running in our own way? And so fear is natural. However, it's not a reality. It's the natural expression of an energy that is here to help us claim our mastery. Without looking at fear, without living through fear, how can you be fully empowered?
Well, you know, you guys really take that in, that, you know, fear is also a gift, because it gives us an opportunity to say enough.
So then, in the words of the Ascended Essene Brethren that came through in this message one, I'm going to read the exact language. It is only through fear that true energy can come forward with clarity, because you must look at fear. You must be clear through your fear.
I want to say that again. You must be clear through your fear. Now, really breathe that in and think about that. Feel that. Notice that.
Because what they're saying there, this is my takeaway from this beautiful, simple statement.
Yeah.
If we do not look fear in the face, if we do not face our fears, then we're going to suppress them, and we will distort our reality.
Yep.
We will be pushing fear away. We will always have a distorted lens. And fear is the call to clarity.
Is it ever? I mean, really take that in, my angels.
And there are many people that say fear is false evidence appearing real. Well, that's true. However, you must look at your fear in order to transcend it.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty and power of this message.
Yeah.
That clarity will anchor as we're able to walk through it. And so this is about honesty. This is about integrity. This is about looking at what's going on and saying, okay, I choose differently.
Right.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Because remember, September's energy is all about restoration in all of its aspects. And so when we restore, when we allow it, it's also about, and if you're on our newsletter list, you saw this in our monthly newsletter, remember who you are. This is not the month to shrink into the shadows. This is not the month to hide. This is the month to do the work of your divine beingness, to call that forward and trust your divine presence, angels. Trust yourself. And you know, Sri, when we talk about trusting, we are so honored and so blessed to have, bar none, the most amazing, amazing people on the planet.
It's such an honor and a delight to connect with you on
every
the phone.
Week. What a family we are, aren't we, my angels? Oh, my goodness.
It just restores confidence and love and
it
trust.
It really does.
And we're going to keep going. Hey, we're heading to line four, and we're going to welcome Debbie from Ohio.
Namaste, beautiful Debbie. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Well, we are just so excited to talk to you.
I was folding my sheets. I wasn't expecting you to call my name. Anyways, I'm so excited that I got through. That's great. I was doing the lessons of light, the 12 lessons of light, and I had a question about breaking the bonds of illusion and how to deal with that.
Well, what a great question. And first of all, thank you for taking the 12 lessons of light. And for those of you that may not know what Debbie's talking about, just go to sriankara.com. Right there on the homepage, right underneath where we have the monthly video, you'll see 12 lessons of light. They are absolutely free. They are a gift to you from the divine ascended realms. Get them, use them. And Debbie, love the question about breaking the bonds of illusion. So I want you to bring your hand to your heart. And I'm kind of smiling because in this message, the one that we're talking about right now, the Lost Books of the Essene, message one of the things they talk about is that to remember that you are formless, enjoying form. And I want you to really take that in. formless, enjoying form. And so to break the bonds of illusion is to relax into the remembrance that you are not this body, you are not this experience, and to be able to recognize that you are limitless, you are eternal, and that you are the formless blessing of oneness enjoying form. And the more that you keep bringing that up, whether you believe it or not, just keep bringing it up over and over. And if you use that in combination with the mantra of self-ascension, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, then your divine mastery will ignite. Your ascended heart will come forward, your mind will sit in the back seat where it belongs, and you will have this presence guiding you. So in the end, only you can do this, and here's what I want you to hear, you are more than capable of doing it. You're already on your way. And so I'm so glad you got through, Debbie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Well, truly beautiful. And I tell you what, let's keep going.
Let's do it, Sri. So many beautiful people.
So we're going to head to line five, and we're going to welcome Susan from Virginia.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Sri and Kira. Hi.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. I first just want to say I am so appreciative of your availability, you know, even through your big move, and that you're always been there, and your reassurance has just all meant so much to me right now. So I'm so grateful, and also grateful that Henry is there. It was great to see Henry in the video wandering on the steps. It was what a beautiful animal creature. I am calling for a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, Susan, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for sending your love. We feel it. We feel you. You're such a beautiful, beautiful being. Oh, my goodness. And if it's safe for you to do so, honey, I'd like you to close your eyes. Really relax in this moment. I want you to relax your breath, relax your shoulders, and move your head a little bit. And I'm doing this with you. Because what the energy around you right now, it's interesting. It's almost, I don't want to use the word conflicted, but it's like two different energies. There's this energy of divine spaciousness, but there's also this energy that's trying to like hold you. And it feels almost tight. And that's why I'm inviting you to kind of move your shoulders and move your head. And your message right now is coming from a group of energies that identifies themselves as the Mary Trinity. And what they're saying is, it is time, beloved sister, to anchor the gift and the blessing of your presence. Be free to express who you are. Let go of the need to hide. And remember that we are here with you always. And the three of them are forming what looks like a pyramid around you. And I'm seeing you in the middle of it. And they're working on, it looks to me like they're working almost on a genetic level with you right now, helping you to really breathe. I want you to just breathe and relax, because they're sending you this very powerful attunement. And as you relax into that attunement, begin to feel, it's very, very pretty. It's a crown of blue flowers, and I'm seeing it come in all around your head. And you're also in this very soft blue, almost like a almost an aquamarine color, actually, gown. And they're saying, remember who you are now in harmony with us, and together we will move forward. And so it is, my love. I'm so glad you got through.
Oh, thank you so much. That was very powerful for me. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. We love you so much. Many, many blessings. Whew, you know, Sri, I love that, you know, every time we speak to a caller, they really are a surrogate for all of us, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, consciousness is a multifaceted crystal, and where we bring our attention to, there is the reflection.
In every single way. Now, guys, let's talk a little bit more about September, and I know we've got a full bank of lines, and we're going to get to as many callers as we can, but here's the key, guys. So we talked about, remember, we're going to be in that the retrograde shadow, but we are going to be direct from the 6th to the 19th. Now, remember, The 19th is when that period ends. The new moon is the 20th. How can we not love that? So we have this incredible energy that's going to birth between the 20th and the 24th. Now, this is what we're calling the harvest period.
Absolutely. So first off, remember that as we launch from that full moon energy on the 6th, this is a time to get clear on your vision.
Yeah.
This, using the full moon energy to go into meditation and to let go of expectations and just kind of say to the universe, show me.
Yeah.
You know, look into my heart, show me my brightest future, and dream big and see the vision of that.
Heck yeah.
And then as you move forward in the next 2 weeks, you'll have an opportunity to start trusting that vision. And there may be a few moments of doubt or this and that. However, you keep coming back to the vision. Now, as we get to the new moon,
This is what opens up that powerful moment.
That's the moment of creation.
Yeah, and the moment of harvest.
We pop that vision in the oven and we let it we let it grow.
It's rising, right?
It's rising.
All right.
And so something more may be revealed because you're moving into the void.
Yeah.
You know what they say when in manifesting, you clear on what you want and then let it go. Let go of it. Well, the new moon energy is a little bit like that. Let go of the expectation and be present to the moment.
Yes, but be clear through your fear before then. This is going to be a powerful harvest moment. So it begins on the 20th and it carries us through the 24th with two very powerful dates in there, right? We have the equinox on the 27th, on the 22nd, and then we have the 23rd, drum roll. Okay, so we don't want to spend too much time on this because we do want to get back to some of our callers. But remember, guys, that the 23rd has had a lot of interesting press running around it. And if you look, you're going to find every form of, I don't want to use the word conspiracy theory, but let's just say conjecture. People downright thinking it's the end of the world. It's going to be the initialing, you know, lots of other issues.
There's a lot of overlaid belief systems that are converging on this energy.
A lot. And, you know, you've got some astrological things happening as far as where Virgo is in combination with some prophecies that talk about, you know, the woman giving birth with the sun above her and the moon below her and people believing she's giving birth and that's Jupiter and the dragon. So we're not going to go into that because here's reality. And yes, that's all happening over Israel. So there's a lot happening. What's happening is a harvest moment of great divine power and presence. And because the energy of restoration in its fullness, remember, go Google the definition, because the energy of restoration in its fullness is going to be on the planet, what that means is that in the neutrality of energy, that restoration energy will find a heightened moment. It will be the peak moment that will define not only the rest of September, but through 2022. So the first thing we want you to hear is there will be a September 24th. There will be an October. There will be a November. There will be a December. So we invite you to let go of any fear, right? Get clear through your fear that this is the end of the world. For those who want it to be, they may have an experience that feels like that. Remember, every being has the power of creation in their fingertips. Energy is neutral. We are the ones that create.
And so, beloved ones, there are lots of levels to this. Just as the word restoration has different definitions, there are levels of consciousness, there are levels of experience, and there will be those that say, oh, all the events are pointing to the fulfillment of this dogmatic prophecy,
right.
And there will be those that say, I have never felt more clear and more loving in my life.
And this is the choice, isn't it? It's restoration. Now, again, we really encourage you to read Lost Books of the Essene, Message 1, because another thing that they talked about during that message is that we are at the start of we are in the moment of a great cycle. And they said to pay particular attention to the years 1929 through 1946. And this is a gift for all of us because deep within every being on this divine planet is an energy that knows that we have done all this before. And some of the times we've done this did not end that well. This time we're here, we're awake, and we have the opportunity to really do it well. And this is why, if you did not listen to our show about igniting the Gossamer Force Field, go to our archives, 2017, it was just a few weeks ago, go there again, because the fifth dimensional energy, as we talked about in the beginning of the show, the fifth dimensional energy is rapidly ascending, and by December 31, and this is why Sri and I on December 31 are hosting this huge equatorial ceremony and celebration here at Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador, to be able to initiate and really accelerate living in the seventh through ninth dimensional energy.
And that's where the ascension escalator is carrying us.
In every way.
The fifth dimension is the chance to wake up and get clear, but then we keep on going.
Yeah, well, let's wake up and get clear and get going. We have a couple of first-time callers. Let's say hello. Let's go to line two and say hi to Sherry from Canada. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was actually just told that I would be the next one.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah. Lots of love to you guys. I listen to you on Twin Flame Divine Fire. Sandra and Alan are very, very special to me, and I appreciate all that you put out to help us on this path. I'm feeling very emotional right now, so just bear with me. And I would just like a mini soul reading. Whew, my heart is just thumping right now.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry Angel, first and foremost, my love, honey, I am so grateful you got through today. Just feel my heart reaching out and wrapping around you right now. And as I'm doing that, it's so beautiful. I'm seeing you, and you're in this beautiful boat, and the boat looks like it's made out of crystal, and you're on this very beautiful, it's a river, but it's very, very gentle, and it's very spacious, and there's lots of sun and beautiful things all around you, and you're in this boat, and it's almost like it's a big swan, but it's a boat. And the message that's coming in for you, which is coming from this unified field of all the ascended masters, is saying, stay the course and keep on. It's like stay in your journey, stay the course. They're saying you are in flow no matter what it may feel like. And that even if the river gets rapids, you are being safely brought through to the other side. They're also telling me 2 weeks. And I think it's interesting that you got in on line two. They're saying within 2 weeks, everything's going to look different, and that it's that you are on the course, you are protected, stay in the river, don't get out, no matter how much you think about it, keep on. It's all going to resolve, and that's what they want you to hear today, and I love your boat. It's so beautiful, and you're so beautiful in it, Sherry. Many blessings, my love.
Thank you. I needed that.
Aww. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Namaste,
Angel.
Just take a deep breath and let a smile come to your face, because we're all in this together, and we love you, each and every one.
Oh, you are the best people on the planet. I mean, we are so blessed to have the most amazing audience and community that comes together every Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep going. We've got another first-time caller on line one. Let's welcome Logan from Colorado.
Logan, namaste.
Namaste, guys. I'm here with my beloved Veronica at the moment. We have called in with you guys before on Sandra and Alan's show. And let me say, it's wonderful to connect with you guys again. I do want to start off with just a personal experience just to share with you guys, because Sheree and Kira, I knew you guys would get a kick out of this. We went to see the eclipse up in Wyoming in this little town called Torrington. And we were driving through the neighborhoods, and we found this little sign that said it's a Yumi cafe, and we immediately thought of Sheree whenever he had brought that up a couple weeks ago. And it wasn't anything, it was just run out of a little driveway, and we thought it was the cutest little thing. It was so cool, but
it was
the irony of it.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It was Yumi. It was really cool. But yeah, there are a couple things that we want to ask you today. We are having a couple of hardships right now. My beloved son, he is very resentful, or he's very rejecting of our relationship, of our connection. And we're trying to keep it simple, safe, and in the truth of who we are. But his shackles are up right now, and he is unnecessarily fearing for his sister and trying to take a protective role over his family that he doesn't need to. He thinks I'm a threat, and I'm really confused as to where to take this because his senses are very heightened at the moment, and I just feel like he's not letting up, and I'm just kind of asking for a mini soul reading here and where to go from here.
Well, thank you. I am honored. We truly are honored. Logan, first and foremost, the two of you, if you can hold hands right now, I'd like you to hold hands. And I'd like you to feel the energy, feel the energy pulsing through the two of you right now of universal love and the heart of oneness. Universal love and the heart of oneness. And the message that's coming in for you today is coming from the archangel or from the energy of this Melchizedek presence. Very, very powerful, very, very golden. And it is saying, be happy and stand in the presence of your union. Those that are acting out will release when you stay in this energy right now as you are feeling it together. And they keep saying the same thing. There's nothing for you to do except be in the presence of sacred union, and that the witnessing of that energy will shift this other energy. They are having the experience they need to have to assist the two of you to anchor even more, and this will resolve. It will resolve sooner than you think, but it's not about taking an active role in shifting it. It's about the two of you putting this union first, and from that, everything else will swirl around it. And that's what they want you to hear, and I'm so grateful you got through today, my angel. It's a gift to connect with you. Thank you. Namaste.
As I am grateful to be here. We had trouble getting through, but we did finally get here. I thank you guys.
A big bow of namaste. Yes, you are. Many, many blessings, angels.
Namaste.
And, you know, namaste. As we come up to the end of the show, we also want to offer a quick mini soul reading, and I'm sorry we're running out of time, but to Alexander on YouTube, Alexander wrote in and said that his birthday is September 9th, and he lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and oh my goodness, Alexander, what a huge birthday coming up for you, my love. And so I just want to reach out to you with love and appreciation and invite you to recognize that they're saying this is a birthday of great choice, that you have many choices in front of you, and that the year ahead will be the year of discernment and making choices that are healthy, choices that are whole, and the choices that will uplift your life and those around you. I also see a lot of movement around you, my love. I'm not sure you're going to be living where you're living by the end of the year. It doesn't mean you're leaving Fort Lauderdale. It just might be not where you're living right now. But allow it to be fun and allow it to be filled with divine love. And Sri, speaking of divine love, may we all restore the essence of our mastery and our divine presence in September. Make sure you get to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Watch the video. We did not have time to get to our five steps, but hey, good news.
Next week.
Every week this month, we are going to be expanding. So make a note. Join us. And for all of you on the lines that we did not get to, please call early next week. We want to offer you sessions.
We'll keep going. And all of you, take a deep breath one more time.
A smile come to your face.
Because, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.